Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Your call is very important.
From them. Yellow.
Hi, is this Vinny?
Hey, yeah, speaking.
Hey, Vinny, it's Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How
hey,
are you
Ruben,
doing?
Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Good. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Vinny. So I'm working on your file. I just had a few quick questions so I can get this approved for you. So a few questions for you here, brother. So the first question is, I went on your Secretary of State. I'm just trying to establish how long you've been in business. So I'm going to the New Jersey Secretary of State, and it says, yes. I believe that your business started in 2014. Is that correct?
I started 2012.
Okay.
2014, we changed from LLC to corporation.
Gotcha. So let's just make a note of that. So what was the name of the LLC?
Stone by Vincenzo.
Okay.
Yeah. And then once I leased the building, I start to bring a machine and material, my account says, listen, it's better if you change from LLC to corporation. And
all
that's
right.
How we did.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of both, correct?
Yes, I am. Thank God. Now, the LLC, we dismantled. We closed that down.
All right. Was the name Stones by Vincenzo LLC?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. I'm just trying to find it on Secretary of State. Sure. Let's see. Let's see. You know, it doesn't come here, but it's probably because it's older, so that's not a big deal. We can verify that later. Do you know when you started that in 2012?
It was October 2012.
All right.
Now, if you going on the corporation, is Stones S at the end, because we couldn't do Stone Corporation, so we had to have an S.
Okay. Yeah, I see. I see it. I found the LLC.
Okay. And then it was more practical. To because in 3 years we plan to because right now we do leasing, we plan to buy the building to 3 years. So my lawyer suggests me to change from LLC to corporation.
Okay, no problem. And just to confirm, Vinny, the equipment will be going to 25 Weldon Road in Lake Hopatcong. Is that how you say?
Hopatcong.
All right. Hopatcong.
Yes.
Oh, 07849, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Vinny, one quick question for you. Do you know, I was trying to get on the application, maybe she sent it over to me. Let's see if we have the tax
she
ID number.
She sent it 3 months, I can give a tax ID number.
Could you give it to me, please?
If you need a tax ID number, I can give it to you.
I do, because it's going to go into your business, not your personal.
Yes, sure. Hold on a second.
Thanks.
All right. Tax ID number. Give me 1 second. Bear with me.
Take your time.
I'm going to have to... All right. Let me see how can I do this. Because while I'm on the phone, I don't know how to do it. Give me a second.
No, take your time.
Okay, I guess I have to have a call. Here we go, contact. Okay, it's 46-56-36-814.
Okay. And I've got your LLC going back to August, actually, 2012, by the way.
Yes.
Okay.
August, right? Okay, yeah. No, because I left. We had a problem with my business partner. I left August. No, July 2nd. Yeah, it could have been that much.
I see. August 13 is when you registered.
Okay.
So, Vinny, let me walk you through the program and how it works, sure. And then hopefully take it from there. So, what we offer is called. And by the way, you have not put in a deposit to Penny, correct?
No.
And have you bought a saw from him before?
Yes, I did. I bought in full.
Okay.
I sent the 10.
Say that again.
And then the other 30,000 when the machine came.
Oh, you put a deposit. Okay, but this one you want to finance, yes. Correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's me. When you get a saw, zero down, zero, you know, and everything. I said, okay, then we make a deal.
Gotcha. And how much is the saw that you're looking at?
Is about
28,000-29,000. Okay. I'm just putting some notes in here, bear with me.
Sure.
So, and by the way, while we're working on this process, I could realistically get you approved either later today or first thing tomorrow morning now that I have the bank statement.
Okay.
You can always give the vendor a deposit. There's two ways that we work. One way that we work is we can take care of the deposit on your behalf, depending on the approval. Sometimes it's better for the customer to give the vendor the deposit. Let me walk you through two scenarios. So the first scenario is you sign the documents with us. We put the deposit. Like, we give him his 10 grand or half the order, you know, 50% down.
Okay.
And then once it's delivered, give you the other half. However, there's certain approvals where it's probably in your better interest for you to give the deposit. And then once the equipment gets delivered, we just reimburse you. So we can work either way.
Okay, what about if you guys just take care of everything?
Yeah, I'm going to advise you on those and go over a few different approval options. So let me walk you kind of through the financing process, and then you're pretty much good to go. So what we offer is called an equipment finance agreement. This is a business finance agreement. It's not personal in nature, so it's not going to go under your personal credit. Now, are you familiar with your personal credit score?
Not really.
Okay. So your personal credit score right now is a 667.
Okay.
One of the reasons, usually the national average is around a 680, 690. One of the things for business owners.
I can tell you the reason why. Well, as a matter of fact, I got to call the credit bureau. My ex's business partner, when I left there, he accumulated so many debts. And then I had people literally came after me, bring me in court. And then once I send them the paper to the court, I am no longer the business anymore. That's when we start to fix my credit.
So I'm actually not seeing any of that. I think the thing that's affecting your credit in a negative manner is that right now your credit report is a real just reflection of how long your accounts have been open, how much debt you have, and how much you have debt versus the limit. If there's any late payments. So I think one of the things is, right now you've got a Bank of America home equity line of credit, correct?
Yes.
And so I know that it's very attractive to borrow money that way because the payments are so low. The issue is that the way that that's reported to your credit card, the way that's reported to your credit report is it shows up the same as credit card debt. So it shows you have all this, it's called revolving debt. And the more revolving debt you have, relative to your limits, the more your score goes down. So what I think is really important here is not putting any debt on your personal credit, but making sure this goes in your business so it doesn't affect your credit score. Regarding,
I like that, yes.
Absolutely. Now, are you looking for any other machinery right now, like CNCs, bridge saw, anything besides
the
bridge saw?
Well, right now, this machine we got in is a bridge saw.
Yes. But are you looking for any other equipment, like polishing machines, water filtration, anything of that nature?
Well, eventually, yes. We want to get the filtration, but I can't do it right now.
Okay. And you're not looking for, like, polishers or anything like that, correct?
No, not at this moment.
Okay.
But right now, the bridge saw is the main thing that we needed.
And are you using this saw to replace your current saw or to just add on to your volume?
Just to have run to the, yes.
Okay. And have you, do you have an estimated payment in mind? We have term from 2 to 5 years, but do you have an idea of your payment in mind? Have you estimated that yet?
Don't have no idea. So figure out the other $40,000 in 5 years, 6 years, whatever you guys, how much will be.
So what I'll do is this. I'm going to work on your approval and give you some hard numbers later today and then advise you how to, like, proceed with the approval.
Okay.
And then how about I give you a call probably around 2, 3 o'clock my time? So it's going to probably be around 5, 6 o'clock your time. Is that all right?
Now, I do want you to know that the saw is, the original cost is $48,000. And Pin is giving me for $38,500. Because I did purchase 2 other saw before from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, perfect. All right.
All right. And then, yeah, figure out to borrow the entire $40,000, how much it will cost of everything.
Yeah, I'll give you some numbers, and then I'll holler back at you a little later today, okay?
Perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.